Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Really lovely have you here. Obviously, you are artist in residence at Cambridge Folk Festival for a very long time. You've been telling me lots of stories about that. But you're here to talk about, most importantly, your new book, which is called, let's get this round, lots of alliteration here, An Alphabet of Awful Animals for Adults. Is that right?
To read to their grandchildren or children.
Yes, exactly. We were just trying to work that out, weren't we? I think there's a bit for both, isn't there?
I don't think it really matters. No. It's just a bit of an entertainment.
I want to just talk about a little bit about you, John, because I read that you're a legend. So you have to explain. Yes.
Really? A legend in my own life?
Yeah, whatever. You must tell us, you obviously, as I said, you are artist in residence for Cambridge Folk Festival. You have a lot of other hats, don't you, to wear? What other things do
you do? Around Cambridge?
Yeah, go on.
I'm a handyman with a chainsaw.
Oh, right, okay.
But I sit in my studio and draw pictures. That's my life.
Yeah.
That's what my job is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I play bluegrass music and country music. I've got a band called the Dead Cowboys.
Oh, you see, you keep yourself busy.
I do.
Even
though I'm an old guy, I still keep going.
I'm not saying that at all.
No, but it does set the bottom to read the grandchildren, which means it's obvious that we're grandfathers.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the book, because, as you say, you're launching it tonight at Heffer's in Trinity Street at 6:30. So
that's right.
If you'd like to go along, I think it'll be a lovely, lovely time for you to pick up this book. So give us some information. What inspired you to come together with George Courtauld, who also has an interesting background, doesn't he?
George Courtauld is from the great Courtauld family, the Courtauld Institute and all that. He's actually an Essex farmer.
That's right.
And he was a Queen's messenger. Very, very interesting elderly gentleman like myself. But the two of us have had such fun over the last year or more doing this book. So he wrote the verses, and I illustrated them. We were introduced because he was looking for an illustrator. We got on like a house on fire, and this is the result.
And we've got it says here it's a full of daft poems. Is that right?
That's right. Do you want me to read one?
Yeah, go on. I'm going to get you to read two, actually, but read the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's J for Jumbo. Jumbo's an elephant of quite enormous size. Whenever he went into competitions, he always won first prize. He was run over by a train in 1885, which is one of the reasons he's no longer alive. Another reason is that, by now, he'd probably be dead anyhow. It's a rather dark one.
Yeah. Well, you've got Ross laughing, so you've obviously got the crowd. You're pleasing the crowd already. So, interesting enough, you talk that you got on really, really well with George Courtauld because, as you said before, he was a Queen's messenger. Is that right?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, I looked up on the internet, actually. It says, Queen's messenger, face the axe, heroes who resisted all tyrants, honey traps and pirates. And apparently she got rid of them recently. They are the James Bond of Britain's diplomatic world, but you can forget the dagger-tipped tools and dart shooting cigarettes or even the the pistols. Anyway, intriguing.
I'm not sure because George once told me that his dad was 001.
No. No.
But he's a funny guy.
I mean, a lot of men actually say that about their own dad, so that's a bit of idolisation,
yeah,
isn't it?
He's probably wrong. Better not talk about that side of his life.
Okay.
He is a writer.
Yes, exactly. So what gave him... So he wanted to write a book, a children's book, but obviously... So we're blurring the lines here, aren't we? It could be for children and it could be for adults. And it's a great time to think about Christmas presents,
isn't
it?
That's why we're getting it out now, hoping that people will buy it. Christmas presents.
So how much fun did you have with this book then?
Enormously. I'll tell you the other reason is that all my life I've worked for big publishers internationally, and this is sort of, it's published by EWAG, which is the Essex Women's Advisory Group.
Yeah.
A small group of Essex ladies, presumably, who are going to help us flog it. And George is, I think, president of theirs, whatever he is,
right.
He's connected with it.
Mm.
So it's, what was really nice is that had a completely free hand. Rather than some art director or art editor telling you to do so and so, we just did whatever we wanted.
Oh, well, that's really
lovely.
Which is
this new, it's almost self-publishing, almost.
Yeah. Absolutely, it is the
Which is the new thing, which is one of the new things.
So if you, the book itself has got some beautiful illustrations, obviously, of animals all around the script, hasn't it? So you've got the animals on the side and then you've got the beautiful, it's absolutely lovely looking at it and it's very, very well illustrated. In fact, half and half, isn't it? Text and
Most pages
pictures.
Have got illustrations in
Yeah, them. Absolutely.
And I even did hand lettering of the each letter looking like... you know, the animal.
Oh, yeah. So,
great fun.
John, how did you get into illustration?
Went to Cambridge School of Art, which is now part of Anglia Ruskin, down the road here, and went there for 5 years, returned after three or four years as a young teacher, then went in as a part-time lecturer, which I did for many, many years. And I'm still connected with the place because I run a life drawing group on Tuesdays. Called Poses, which, get this, the Painting Observational Sketching and Expressionistic Rendering Society. And we all sit there and draw, do life drawing.
Wow. But I won't even ask about that one, but you, the illustration part, that's quite hard to get into, isn't it? Or you really have to plod along and really find your moment or
you
your connections.
You have to be quite good, but then like most, you know, people leaving art school are pretty good.
Yeah.
It's all the other stuff you have to do to get going in the sexy world of creativity, if you're a writer, musician, poet, artist, act, all that. The hard bit is...
Well, the hard bit is actually promoting yourself, isn't it?
Getting someone to pay you for what you do.
Yeah, but it is all about networking and promoting, because we had an artist in here a few months ago, absolutely gorgeous paintings, but she said the hardest part was, I love what I do, I really enjoy what I do, but actually it's getting the pictures out and talking to people, and that must be hard, but... You'd think it was easier now because of all social media.
That is a point, but speaking as an illustrator, at a touch of a button, you can get an image without having to pay. You don't have to commission an illustrator to make a drawing, whereas when I started back in the 60s, you commissioned an illustrator, and then there was a job.
Right.
Now you go boop, boop, and...
You find one
there's
quite
a picture right on your screen, and it's probably free.
Yeah. And in your book, the pictures that you've drawn, were there some ones that you thought, oh, no, we really shouldn't put those in? They are a bit scary. Or did you
I had to be a little bit careful, but, you know, I sort of know. You know.
So if we're thinking about who's going to buy the book, it is for lots of people, isn't it? So
it's for
grandfathers, mums, dads, children, even Ross. Ross could
absolutely.
Buy it.
You have it in the loo, you know, you can read it, whatever, you can read it
exactly.
in bed,
yeah.
anywhere. It's just a bit of nonsense.
Can you read another poem for us or another piece of text that you think would be quite a fun one to have?
There's an illustration here of the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, yeah, now that's quite a good
one. Which doesn't exist, and I've actually drawn it.
It doesn't exist. John, what are you saying? Of course it exists.
I wonder if it does exist, but I haven't drawn that one. I've just drawn the lock.
Excellent. So can you read that one for us?
The Loch Ness Monster is well famed for never being around. When people take their cameras out, this beastie goes to ground. Actually, I suppose we ought to really say it goes to water. Whatever, so often is it missed. I wonder if it does exist.
Yeah, so true. How long have we been asking that question?
I know.
For a very long time. So, John, you said you really had a lovely time with George Coulthard doing the book. And what other little projects do you have? I get the impression that you...
At the moment, I've just finished a really interesting one because I normally work in pen and ink and watercolour.
Yeah.
But I just had to do one in enamels, which my wife was the first pub sign painter in the country. Woman pub sign painter.
Excellent. I'd like to hear that.
I bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I borrowed her enamels and I painted an awful bear on the front of a Jap 52 Russian Second World War fighter.
Wow.
It was the nose, like, you know, his nose art.
Yes. But,
you know, pinups on American planes. Well, these Russians didn't have pinups. So the guy brought it over to my... it wouldn't fit in my studio. It's actually my shed. It's enormous. I sat there for 3 weeks painting this bear coming around the Red Star, the Russian Red Star. So that'll be flying up above Cambridge here. Look out for it.
Excellent. Oh, wow, you really do have some... So you have a band. You say you have a bluegrass band. How often do you play in that band then? How often do you...
Oh, I used to gig a lot, but we just play in pubs now and again. We go down the Flying Pig and play... That's sort of country music and bluegrass.
Well, it's lovely to have you here, John. Thank you very much indeed.
It's a pleasure.
And I really wish you all the luck this afternoon, because I think it'll be a really nice little launch for you at Heffer's in Trinity Street for 6:30 tonight. Is that right?
That's right.
Let's get that crowd there and go along if you can at 6:30 to the launch of John. Will you be talking or will you be signing?
You'll be signing. George and I will be speaking.
George will be there too. George Coulthard, the
Well, of
the
course,
writer.
It's his book.
Good.
You know, he wrote Excellent. It. I illustrated it. We're together. We're partners in crime.
John, thank you so much indeed. That's John Holder. He is the illustrator for an Alphabet of Awful Animals for Adult. And as I said, that launch will be at Heffer's this evening at 6:30 and Trinity Street. So do go along to hear and to have some books signed. And obviously, Christmas presents. This is the time to get them before they all run out before Christmas. Thank you, John.